Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's a gift designed to transform the state of South Dakota into a global leader in the field of precision agriculture. Earlier this month, Raven Industries announced a $5 million gift to South Dakota State University. Lon Strohschein is Director of Corporate Development for Raven Industries. He is with us in the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. We'll talk to him in just a moment. But first, this morning, I caught up with SDSU President Barry Dunn. We talked about the future of agriculture and the potential impact of leading the industry in South Dakota. Take a listen. Is this a relatively new industry? A lot of people haven't quite heard of it before.
Yes, it's emerging kind of as we speak. I think over the last 10 years, it's, I would say, exploding into agriculture, not emerging. It's a group of technologies that are being developed kind of along with the revolution of technologies in our daily lives, and these are there's a whole group of them that are being applied to agriculture at a very fast rate, and so it's an exciting field, a very dynamic field, and it's having a dramatic change in agriculture.
Can you give me an example of what one of those technologies is, you know, that would make sense to, you know, listeners across the state?
Well, global positioning systems that we hear about can allow a tractor to, or now a truck or almost anything, to be an autonomous vehicle, an unmanned vehicle. And while those haven't, there are examples in agriculture now. Over the next few years, they will absolutely see their place in the fields across South Dakota. Drone technology, taking monitoring a field from a drone that's flying a few feet above the crop, and pouring data back into a computer system that allows the scouting of fields for problems is out there right now and will be used more and more over time. And then there's a geospatial mapping that starts with the soils and the topography and builds all the way to the crop itself. And so you have many layers of data flowing in on soil fertility all the way to the stage of growth of a crop. And all of that data is flowing into a decision tool to optimize a production system, including economics. So it's pretty complicated, our city cousins may or may not actually see some of it, but they'll see it in the price of food and the stability of ag production. So it's quite revolutionary.
Tell me about the program at South Dakota State University. How old is the program itself? And then we'll get into, you know, the donation from Raven.
Well, 2 years ago, we got permission, a year and a half ago, we got permission to offer a precision ag major here at South Dakota State. A year before that, we developed two minors in precision ag. So we're training students in these different technologies. As we speak, we have nearly 60 students in the major, and I think 90 students are working on their minors right now. And so they're doing all that technology. They're mapping in computers. They're understanding the technologies. They're actually operating machinery with these technologies. Those types of degrees are offered at technical schools here in South Dakota and around the Great Plains. But SDSU is the first land-grant university to offer a four-year degree in precision agriculture, and we're very excited about it. The students are very excited about it, and so it's a challenging, academically challenging program. It takes statistics and mathematics, plus agronomy and engineering, and so it's kind of a mixture of all of them. And so we're very excited about it, and the students are too.
What's the significance of having the four-year degree versus a smaller program?
Well, it's really important. It's complex enough. It's mathematical algorithms that help in decision making, and And so it's based upon the flow of data. So it's pretty heady stuff and pretty sophisticated. So it's really important that if you're in the field, that you know what's kind of behind the curtains, and so you can understand how best to use these technologies and where the value propositions are. So it's the right step, and we're glad to be leading the way.
Talk to me a little bit about this gift from Raven, $5 million, the significance of that and how it's part of the overall picture of what South Dakota State is hoping to do with this program.
Well, it's a wonderful gift, it shows the investment of an industry here in South Dakota, a leading company in South Dakota, and their trust in us to help lead the way in this field, and they're really a partnership with them. We have Raven is a partner here on campus in research. They're at our research park at SDSU, right next to campus, and they have engineers in that lab, and we supply the students, and so we've been working on some great projects for 4 or 5 years now. This kind of takes it to the next level. We're hoping to build a new precision ag facility in the near future, and their gift is to help fund that facility.
What's your message, President Dunn, to parents of high school students and to students who are considering, what their future might lead from an education standpoint about this precision ag program? And I'm specifically wondering, is this a program for kids from the farm? Is this a program for kids from the city who have found a new avenue for, their STEM, education that they're getting, that they're, thriving in?
Right. It's a great question. This is a 21st century, maybe at its best. And so it's certainly precision ag certainly has will attract students from the farm, and they will go back and be farmers themselves, or they'll be in service industries to agriculture. But it's also going to attract students who have good STEM backgrounds, and because the data analysis, data science part of it, the statistical part of it. It's all about math, and so those students that are strong in math, they have doors opening for them all over the place right now. But certainly here at SDSU, we'd love to have them as part of this program or our data science program, because all of our futures are tied up, whether it's Airbnb or Uber or Precision Ag. It's all about math, and so. STEM fields are going to be young people trained in STEM fields are going to be highly sought after with tremendous futures ahead of them.
Give me an idea if I send my student to South Dakota State and they are part of this program. What does their broader education look like? We're hearing a lot of, when we have these conversations in the state, we seem to slip into this all or nothing or one or the other conversation about, are they going to study philosophy or are they just going to study a technical skill? At SDSU, is it, broader than that? Is a comprehensive education as well as a really intense major?
Oh, absolutely. We have 40 credits of general education that prepare students in, a great foundation in communication, both oral and written, plus very pragmatic degrees in like everything from precision ag to pharmacy. And so we have young people in leadership roles in companies all over the world right now, again, from dairy science to young people going into veterinary medicine or medicine for in human medicine or microbiology or we have young people in all fields minoring in Spanish and other languages because of the complexity of the world around them. So they need to be trained not only in a technical field, but they also really benefit from understanding a foreign language and being able to speak it. And we have travel abroad courses, and so we are all about a kind of a whole person approach. But at the heart of that are really pragmatic degrees where young people can get great jobs.
Give me an idea of what the potential for the South Dakota state economy is with the emerging field of precision ag and SDSU's really role in moving it forward.
Well, that's a great question, too. A third-party research company was hired to do an economic analysis of the impact of precision ag with and without our program. And precision ag will come to South Dakota if we did nothing, because it does have an energy all its own. And the estimate over the next 10 years was it would add $400 million to the gross state product without us. But if we have a strong program, it would be nearly $1 billion. So if we lead, we are going to have a very positive impact on our state's economy and environment and all aspects of South Dakota. If we follow, there'll be an impact, but it'll be slower and less impactful.
SDSU President Dunn, anything else that you'd like to say before we let you go back to the work of the day?
Well, it's great to visit with you, Laura, and it's a wonderful field. I appreciate your attention to it, and if people are interested in it, they can contact me at SDSU. I'm pretty easy to get a hold of, or any one of our of the leadership team here. Or you can just Google it and find out what a wonderful emerging world we live in. It's exciting, and it's changing agriculture as we speak.